Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. So meetings in our area tonight. The Falls Village Canaan Board of Finance meets at 6:30, the Board of Selectmen at 7 o'clock. Meanwhile, in Sheffield, there's a virtual meeting. To participate, 425-436-6322. The access code is 142741. It is the Conservation Commission. Well, 7 weeks of youthful creativity in Ulster, Dutchess, Columbia, and Greene County will come to fruition this evening at 7 o'clock on a 4-H Zoom Final Showcase webinar. The evening will be a culmination of virtual work by 13 students ages 9 through 13, all of which was planned and supervised by three student interns from Cornell University working remotely from their homes in New York City, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania. According to the 4-H team leader for Columbia and Greene Counties, Linda Tripp, the virtual program focuses on stories about what life was like in rural counties as the participants learned about techniques of storytelling and methods of engaging with their communities. For the Zoom showcase, the presenters chose different methods of sharing their stories. Tomorrow, the Pine Plains voters can cast your ballots in a special election authorizing the fire company to issue $275,000 in bonds to finance the cost of purchasing a new pumper. The Pine Plains Fire Chief Brian Walsh says the fire department includes a new piece of apparatus in its budget every 5 years, totaling a maximum estimated cost of $375,000. The department is currently looking to purchase a 2021 Class A pumper to replace its older pumper. Considering the issues with the department's current pumper, according to Walsh, quote, "This one is a piece of equipment that has given us the most trouble," end quote, adding that the department has spent a lot of money trying to repair it and keep it in service. That cell tower hearing, which was held in Kent, Connecticut, has been continued till tomorrow. Now, when that meeting takes place, you can listen in but not make comments. For more information on that and the documents that go with it, meetings and hearings regarding the cell tower, on the Kent website, go to townofkent.org, use the docket number provided there, follow the links to the State Siting Council website. Coming up on the 11th in Salisbury, the ZBA meets at 5 p.m. and at 7:30, the Salisbury Recreation Commission. Also on the 11th in Cornwall, the Planning and Zoning Commission meets at 7 p.m. In Kent, the Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting on Tuesday. That's at 6:30. Region 1 Board of Education has a policy subcommittee meeting that is coming up Wednesday from 10 to noon on Zoom. For that link and more information there, you can get that at the Region 1 website. In Cornwall, coming up on Wednesday, Cornwall Reads Fiction at 6 o'clock at the library with Blair Brown. In Sheffield, there's a virtual meeting to participate in the Planning Board virtual meeting on Wednesday. You can call 425-436-6322. The access code is 142741. You can also get that at the Sheffield website. Coming up on Thursday, the Planning and Zoning Commission in Kent has their regular meeting at 7 p.m. Also on Thursday in Cornwall, the Conservation Commission meets at 10:30 in the morning. At 7 o'clock, there's an online trivia game on Zoom. More information at the Cornwall, Connecticut website on that. Also coming up on Thursday, the Town of Northeast has their town board meeting at 7 p.m. The Francis Kelsey Young Photographers Fund has awarded Joseph Joey Brennan a paid 8-week internship to work at the Sharon Historical Society and Museum. The fund is managed by the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation. The internship was awarded through a collaboration between staff of Housatonic Valley Regional High School and the Sharon Historical Society. Joey Brennan is a student of Housatonic Valley Regional High School. He'll be involved with the installation of historical exhibitions and care of historical collections. Based on his interest in local history, Asia, and global trade, the internship will involve the study, research, and documentation of Asian porcelain, ceramics, and currency objects in the Sharon Historical Society Museum's collections. Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association Home Assistance has waived their three-hour minimum to help those in elderly in our community with any of the following events that they have to do in the coming weeks. It includes grocery shopping, help with facilitating your family or loved ones on FaceTime, also laundry and meal prep. If you need them or want more information, 860-435-1266. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the week at 27,433.48, the NASDAQ at 11,010.98, and the S&P 500 at 3351.28. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.